Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find.
Here's something that could make the season even brighter for many of you. The $900 billion compromise is what they're calling it in Washington. We're going to talk about it next if you haven't heard. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Here's the deal. Yes, finally, the stimulus with a lot of hemming and hawing and consternation and months of verbal mudslinging. It's finally happened. A second stimulus deal happened. And just last night, it really came down the pike, but it's official. It needs the signature of the press. No problem. He's got it. And that's it. And so when I say that's it, if you qualify, you will get at least a $600 stimulus check. Depending on the size of your family, it would be more than that. And there are other goodies inside of it. Some say not good enough, and some say ridiculous, what's also stuck in the bill. And who had time to read it? 5,593 pages. Of course there's going to be things that are going to be stuck inside it. But the main thing is, for people who needed unemployment to extend, it's extended. Then the $300 bump a week, that's extended. So not the six, but the three. That's good. And it gives people some new hope, new life, whatever, as they're dancing around, hanging by a thread. Worst time ever when that happens during the Christmas, Hanukkah, you know, Kwanzaa celebrations that are going on. And now it's finally, again, it's merry, merry for everybody and whatever it is you're celebrating, because I know there are people, millions and millions of people, that desperately need this, and I've seen it. I've seen the food lines, you know, we're lining up cars and giving boxes, which is tremendous, communities, churches, etc. I've seen it in my own neighborhood in a couple of different places. I mentioned getting stuck in some traffic and not realizing that's what it was, and good for neighbor helping neighbor, but it's beyond neighbor helping neighbor. You need a little more, because who's paying the bills, right? And among what is happening because of the new financial reality for so many people, this is, again, a way to get through, a way to hopefully get you to another side, to a place where something different can happen with some kind of a job, a virtual job, a whatever. But while there are opportunities, there are not opportunities as well, because so many small businesses have been forced to close. I mean, think of people in the hospitality industry, the restaurants, the hotels, and how many people work in those industries, the backbone of so much of what happens in the United States, in the transportation industry. So many people connected to that, and that's where many, many people have had a very, very hard, hard time. It's funny, one of the things that jumped out at me, and maybe because it was written about so much, I kept seeing, three martini lunches are back, three martini lunches are back. I'm thinking, well, where are you having lunch that's not shut down, right? But well, with your parka on and you're sitting outside in the middle of downtown St. Paul, I don't know, on a patio that they just shoveled. But the language includes a tax break for corporate meal expenses, and that was really pushed by the White House, and then it was denounced by Democrats. They were really fighting over this, and they call it, you know, they call the deduction the three martini lunch. Critics say that because you know that's what it used to be, right? Oh, writing off all these things. But I agree that if there are places where you could have a lunch and it could be social distancing, and seriously, there are in warm weather places and in some others, that's what you would do. That's what you did. Listen, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm running this broadcast op on most of the side of it, right? Meaning that this is the Delaney Media Company. So this is in traveling around and speaking. That's part of it. That's part of what would normally happen. And one hand feeds the other because you're helping the restaurant and the hotel business. But that's not happening in the pandemic, and there's not a big push for that. So that, I think, is a good thing, because maybe there is a way for some places to have those, the availability of restaurants where it's more wide open, or they can have massive social distance or whatever it might be. Because since the 80s, businesses have been able to deduct 50% of their meal expenses off the federal income taxes. And if they're saying if they would increase that deduction to 100% and allow companies to deduct the full cost of a business meal of their federal taxes, that would be huge, and that would be a push for that to happen. And, of course, who supports that? The American Hotel and Lodging Association, U.S. Travel, the National Restaurant Association, you know, anyone who's pro-worker, pro-restaurant, pro-small business. Because will there be increased spending in restaurants and more income for staff? And I think there are ways, because people are getting smart about this, you know, making the joke about the parka, but people are getting smart about ways to do it where it is safe. We're not piled into a restaurant somewhere. So anyway, it's interesting that, you know, there have been lots of people that have thrown the idea out, but in some ways I think it's a smart idea. And of course, it depends on what's happening as well with the pandemic. But the hardships and the way people have had to figure out how are we getting from this day to that day? How are we doing the school thing? How many mouths do they have to feed? I mean, this is a pandemic. I think sometimes we forget. I mean, however you look at this and however you look at freedoms and, you know, again, the crushing blow on business and businesses. And when something opens and then it closes and then it's reopened for a while and then they get thrown back into having to have a lockdown. This all, again, goes back to what are people doing to follow those guidelines? And studies show that the guidelines work, and it depends on where you live and so many other factors, right? All right, coming up, it's about the numbers. Of course it's about the numbers. We have a volcano erupting, and we have an incredible thing happening in the sky. You still have time to see it. What is it? I'm going to talk about it next.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you.
If you looked into the sky, the just right time of day, and you had the right point of view, you would have seen an incredible sight. And what is that sight? What would you have seen? Well, you would have seen what we're calling the Star of Bethlehem. Yeah. And think Jupiter, Saturn, and never happening where they get so close, it almost looks like they are bumper cars. When I looked into the sky, and because I had my brother and I had my nephew and so many people texting me, are you seeing anything? What are you seeing? What about the conjunction? I did see it, but I didn't see it as easily as I thought I would. And I wasn't quite sure at first that I was looking at the right thing, but I had it confirmed that I was, in fact, looking at the right thing. And what it is that I'm talking about is the two largest planets in our solar system came closer together than they have since, well, the Middle Ages. And it happened just in time for Christmas. So that's why people are saying Christmas star. The winter solstice, December 21st. Get it? Jupiter, Saturn. You looked closely, they were aligned. They look like almost a double planet. And that's what it looked like to me when I had the best view. And it's called a conjunction. And it happened purely by coincidence with the dates, right? And it's very rare. It only happens, first of all, the two planets like that, that alignment only happens every 20 years or so, but the conjunction is very rare of how close the planets appear to one another. That's the part that is so rare. And it's something that hasn't been seen, like I said, since the Middle Ages. The closest was the 21st, looking like a double planet. But the next couple of nights, you could step out right after the sun goes down and look, and you should be able to see it. It should be visible to you by the naked eye. The further north a viewer is, the less time they'll have to catch a glimpse of the conjunction before the planet sinks below the horizon. That's what happens. But the planets are bright enough to be viewed in twilight. That might be the best time for most of you listening to me to see it. You know, if you're in London, of course you're in lockdown, but if you're in London and you step out in your backyard, or you're in New York, that latitude, you can try to spot the conjunction right after sunset. Waiting an hour after the sunsets will only, again, put the planets closer to the horizon. It's much more difficult to see. Binoculars, telescope, they can help you distinguish the planets, of course, better. A telescope would show a view of Saturn's rings and the brightest moons of both planets. But I saw it, and it was, I have to say, it was cool. It just kind of looked like, it did, it kind of looked like they were, I don't know, conjoined. I mean, that's why they can say conjunction. It looked like they were double to me. And looking through those telescopes, and you can go on to the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona. They're streaming. They've got a YouTube page, and you can see a really good view of it there. It's pretty cool. It's, like I said, something that is such a rare thing, and it's your opportunity to see something rare and get your mind off of everything else that's happening around us. So look to the sky. Somebody told me one time when I was in Ireland, they asked me, "Hey, lass, are you looking up?" And I thought, what are they talking about looking up? They say, if you look up, the person told me, if you look up, and I was at a farmer's market, you'll see much more of life. And I thought, oh, it's a metaphor for something. It's too early. I haven't had my coffee. What is he talking? And sure enough, every place I was going, I started to look up more, and I just saw more of the history. I don't know if that was coincidence. But in this case, if you look up, you will see something pretty interesting. Let's put it that way. For some of you, as we get closer to Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, there is a storm that is on a north track that could be kind of, it may be bringing more of the wet stuff than anything else, not necessarily snow. There is some rain to snow expected kind of in the Chicago area and a little bit outside of Minneapolis, but then that can always change. But there may be some freeze-ups and some icy surfaces when you get to Christmas Day, so be careful out there because this weird storm is starting to drop, and depending on the degrees of what happens, it may cause a little bit of snow, but probably more wind and freezing temps and that ice that I talked about, and then that'll happen on Thursday and Friday. It's like that snow that just went through would have been perfect if it was just a week later. A week later, then it would have hit at the exact correct time. All right, this is all about the numbers. Like we say, we can count. We can. Or we try, anyway. I was reading something. It's all sad. The numbers are sad, obviously, with COVID, over 18 million cases in the U.S., 54,000 people have died since Thanksgiving in the United States, you know, that kind of stuff, and more people are testing positive. Some of them mild, they get through it. Others not as lucky. The ICU beds in many, many places, there's just a handful of them left, and that's frightening to think about. So let's talk about car production. Apple is going to get into the car production business. Yes, it's true. By 2024, they're talking about the self-driving car technology, and they want to produce a passenger car that would include battery technology and that sort of thing. And they're calling it Project Titan. And they have been working on it. but not super focused on it. They're reassessing, I guess, goals and that sort of thing. But they've got a veteran of the Tesla, somebody who worked in the Tesla arena, who is overseeing it. And so Apple's progressing to build some kind of a vehicle for consumers that the idea is, again, that it would be a self-driving car, and the new battery design would radically reduce the cost of batteries and increase the range. Because, see, that's always the thing, right? If you're going to get an electric car, where are the chargers? How long will it be charged up for, you know, that whole thing? And Apple has pretty deep pockets, so they can make hundreds of millions of electronic products, which they do, and they've never made a car, but if they had the right people in place, they could, I could easily see them getting into that game. Just the whole idea of the self-driving cars, right? You just kind of have to wrap your mind around how many self-driving cars will there be on the road? Will everything be self-driving eventually? I guess not everything, but there. How many self-driving cars will there be on the road, and then how safe will they be? Hawaii's big island, Kilauea, the volcano erupted on Sunday. I mean, really erupted. Lava went shooting straight into the sky. In the first hours of its eruption, lava mixed with water in the crater lake created that stream that they get. So you saw shades of orange and red. People lined up to watch the gas and the vapor rise above the volcano in the middle of the night. It's a crazy thing to see. I've seen it erupt, not like that, when it was percolating, I guess I'll call it, and it is pretty cool. They don't know how long it will last, but because with the water gone, a lava lake forms in the crater throughout the day, and then what happens, and then you get the ash and all of that, and they tell people, because there's a lot of cars waiting on what they call Crater Rim Drive to get to the Kilauea Overlook, and they say, expect long lines for that, right? Because that's what happens here. And there were the reports of the fountains shooting about 100, and here's your number, 165 feet into the sky. That's pretty high, right? A magnitude 4.4 earthquake hit about an hour after the volcano began erupting. That's the other thing. 500 reports of people who felt the earthquake, but no big damage to buildings or structures. Last time it erupted, it destroyed 700 homes back in 2018. And there was enough lava to fill 320,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Whoa! Meet you on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has approved a COVID relief package, which is now on its way to President Trump. The deal is part of a larger spending bill to fund the federal government through next September. The stimulus package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin says those direct payments were something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that stimulus payments should begin to go out shortly after Christmas.
We couldn't be more pleased that we got this done in time for the end of the year. The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week. $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden received his coronavirus vaccination on Monday. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to the second shot. So is Jill. She's had her shot earlier today.
President-elect Joe Biden's comments after he received the COVID-19 vaccine in a televised appearance from a Delaware hospital. President-elect Biden also saying,
I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And many nations have reduced or cut off travel with the UK, citing a new strain of coronavirus that is quickly spreading through the south of England. Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and India are among the nations that have enacted some form of restrictions on travel to or from the United Kingdom. U.S. officials have said they believe there's currently no reason to restrict flights to or from the UK. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. So kind. Remember, get tired of putting it down, and I never know when I come around who I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know?
So pleased to welcome to the show Jean Northrup. She's written a book called Deconstructing Tara. We had a great off-air conversation, so I was really looking forward to introducing Jean to all of you that are out there listening to this show. And Jean, so first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And tell me, what was it that drove you to decide to write this book?
That's a very difficult question. I write all the time, and this story just came to me. I experienced that particular time of the world. I mean, I lived during the 70s when it takes place, but this didn't happen to me.
Yeah, and so, we should tell people, let's tell people what the book's about so they understand
okay,
what didn't happen to you.
It's a young girl who is privileged and but she's also determined, and she leaves a southern home to start a career against her parents' wishes, actually, because they want her to get married and do the normal thing. But she doesn't want to do that. She wants to be a professional. So she puts herself right into it. I mean, she's very talented. She's very successful. She gets a couple of mentors, and then she gets a very, very good opportunity at a major job. She's an interior designer. And she gets a job. It's really an excellent opportunity for her. So she throws herself into it. Unfortunately, she becomes sexually and emotionally involved with the owner of the the properties, the hotel properties that she is in the process of renovating. And it really throws everything aside for her. She thinks she knows what she's doing, but she's young. She's only 20 years old. And she just doesn't understand how business works and how patriarchal the system is. There are other women working around with her, so she kind of gets the idea that she really is free to do whatever she wants to do, and she's given a lot of freedom to do that, but she really isn't. She's caught in a very patriarchal system, and as I was thinking about it later, I realized that that was a lot of what this was about, was the fact that no matter how good you were still primarily a woman, and people, men and other women, looked at women who worked differently than they looked at women who stayed home and were wives and mothers.
So interesting to think about the way that you characterize this. And do you think young girls still have that problem when they enter into the workforce?
Obviously, some of them do. I mean, we wouldn't have the Me Too problem.
Yeah.
I think there's progress. There's obviously been progress. I mean, we're going to have a female vice president. But I know that one time I read, trying to think of whether it was, I don't think it was Winona LaDuke. It was an American Indian woman writer. And she said, you know, as a woman, we have to be 100%. And as an Indian, we have to be 100%. So if we're an Indian woman, we have to be 200% on the job. You're not just good because you're equal to a man. You have to be better to get the same opportunities, let alone the same wages. I think it's still there. I think there are a lot of residuals of patriarchy, just like there are of colonialism.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So in Deconstructing Terror, which is just a brilliant name for this, was it interesting, fun, cathartic in a different way because it didn't happen to you? I mean, what did it feel like when you put the story together and poof, there it is, a book?
I don't know.
Did you feel accomplished?
I do. It's been published for several years.
Yeah.
And it never felt like my book. It always felt like Tara's book. It was her story. And although I experienced that particular time and I even experienced some of the same experiences she did, I never was in that particular position. And I think that, I mean, when the story opens, she is already dead. And that was a real hard decision for me because I like mysteries, you know.
Right.
And so there's no mystery when this has happened. But the story takes you through her childhood and through her how she became who she is and who she was. And you can see that she was just kind of not overprotected, really, just kind of unprotected at all. People assume you are who you present yourself as. And she made a habit of presenting herself as knowing and being more adult than she was because she was an only child. She grew up alone. She disdained her peers. And she always felt that she had to invent herself to be the person that she saw herself as. And people tend to take you at face value. And I was thinking about that a lot. I mean, a lot of women have issues with how they look and how their hair is done and what they're wearing. And she was just play acting at a lot of it because she was young. She was trying on her different selves for size. And she got trapped. And she didn't feel that there was anything she could do except finish the job to the best of her ability and extricate herself from this. And she had some really bad things happen to her along the way. The man basically abused her.
Right, and she was trapped, and she was trapped in that relationship because of that. Yeah.
And since he was a very powerful man, and very powerful men, I mean, as we have seen, are immune to a lot of the rules and regulations that the rest of people have to deal with. They don't, it just kind of goes off them like duck off water off the back of a duck. They just don't have to do things. I mean, this man is married and has children and is a very, very powerful business person, and yet he openly has affairs. And there's nothing to stop him. Nobody says to him along the way, you can't do that, or that looks bad. They just kind of ignore it.
Yeah.
And it happens because I think people feel that someone like that who is very powerful, very successful, their success reflects on the people who are around them. So because he was a golden boy or a golden man, then the people around him, other men and women, felt golden in his presence. So he really didn't have to do anything at that point to be successful.
Yeah.
He just had other people do it for him.
What do you hope people take away from reading Deconstructing Tara? What do you hope that people take away from your novel?
I hope they take away the idea that girls at that age are still girls, and they're not, just because somebody is 20 and pretends to be experienced, they're not. And I think that could be said with a lot of these girls who get into different kinds of sexual encounters. They're not really experienced yet. They don't have the time to be experienced yet. And that also the fact that it is not an equal playing field. It's still not an equal playing field. I mean, I think we saw that this weekend when some reporter called Dr. Biden.
Yes.
The kiddo. I mean, really? So I think that that's something that you need to take into account, that people, women, workers, need to take into account every time they have a business relationship. And it seems unfair that they would have to and men didn't. But they do. They need to be sure that they're aware of what the dynamics are that are going on in that particular situation.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. I agree 100%, and that's what you get out of reading this novel. You can pick it up on Amazon. Jean Northrup, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kay. Thanks very much. And I really hope some people, because it's a fun novel to read.
Yeah.
I mean, he really has fun. And she really does push the cause of women.
She does.
Job as well, because people tend to, I've had a lot of friends who are designers, and people tend to think, oh, that's just such a girly thing to do. But really, she had quite a run with it.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's entertaining. It's good escapist reading, but it's also a cautionary tale.
Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly. That sums it up. It's a cautionary tale, but it is great escapist reading. It's perfect for sitting back and relaxing and escaping into a really good, novel.
Yes, back into that time.
Yeah, absolutely. Jean, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you?
So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
And we keep hearing the cries for we need more and what's happening, the shortages, hospitals, etc. So imagine you're a company and you're producing that and you're in the industry. And we've got one of those people with us. My pal Allison Gilbert joins us. She's the president of CoverTech, and that's in Texas. CoverTech is in South Lake, Texas. And this is a company that is about wellness and safety at work. Think drug testing. Think some of those health fairs, think immunization. So there you are, really right in the thick of it. Allison, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kate.
So on a normal day, what would your company be doing?
Well, this is spring, and it's health fair season. So normally during this time, we are going into our corporate clients and screening their employees. We do, you know, blood pressure checks, biometrics, carotid artery screenings for signs of stroke, thyroid. We're doing some wellness and preventative medicine normally during this time.
All right, so because of what's happened, what started to happen with you? Was your phone ringing off the hook for, all right, we got to switch gears here?
Well, it really started about 6 weeks ago when one of my larger clients couldn't find some PPE, and they reached out to me to see if I could tap into some of my medical supply sources, and everyone was on a, you know, 3 week lead time if they could get anything, and what they could get was just not enough. The volume was not enough. And so this was already started because China, you know, was in the thick of the COVID-19. So all the supplies coming out of China had stopped. They were keeping them for themselves, or they were just not producing them. And so really it started about 6 weeks ago. And then about 3 weeks ago, I got some information, and some of my sources had some supplies available. And then one client caught on, and the next client caught on, and then word gets out. And I'm not necessarily promoting, you know, the supplies that I can get, but through your clients, they talk. And when you help one, the others want help too. And so we're really, really excited and fortunate to be able to leverage some of our medical suppliers and some of our connections, and to be able to help secure some large volume of supplies. Now, if we can just get them from China, get them here, you know, everybody's still waiting for the most part.
Wow. So using those sources and then playing that game with China to get them over to the United States. And you're talking about, when you say clients, I mean, clients in what kind of businesses? In medical related, obviously, right? Hospitals, et cetera?
Some hospitals, some urgent care, some city governments, county governments, critical infrastructure, electric companies, construction. You know, the construction is still going on. The electricity still has to be delivered. And so all of those critical infrastructure essential personnel are still out on the job, but they're practicing the social distancing. They're wearing the masks when they can find them. They're gloving up. They're, you know, so they're trying to find the hand sanitizer, the disinfectant spray, everything that we are all looking for and buying out of the retail stores, they need to. And so that's really what we're trying to help. Police departments, fire departments, just any city government, anybody that's on the front lines still. And a lot of the American supplies, the American-made supplies, factories, they're either, you know, they're ramping up, but they don't have enough, and what they do have is going to healthcare, as it should be. And so everybody else is kind of fending for themselves and trying to come up with solutions to the problem to keep themselves safe and their families safe when they go home. And so that's who we're trying to help. We're trying to help anybody that we can, but we're really, most of our clients are that critical infrastructure to keep the power on and keep the internet moving and keep our roads safe and things like that.
So for you, this is about now logistics, right? You make the calls, you use the connections, you're hearing from so many people, like you said, word of mouth spreads, and you're trying to get all of that to them, and you're talking about mass volume, so it's just keeping up with that and reaching out and then seeing it go from point A to B, right, and feeling good about it.
Yeah, you know, we're working with some great suppliers, working with Botanic Industries, and they are really, Brett and Chuck, I gotta give them a shout out. You know, they're working night and day, because when it's our day, of course, it's night in China. So not only are they working during the day to try to take care of us, but they're working at night to get the information from China. And so, you know, we're working with them. They're sourcing, they're supplying, they're providing the logistics team, and everybody needs everything yesterday. Really, not even yesterday, but last week. And so, you know, China, I've heard that China passed a law about a few days ago that's such a great thing, because it's requiring all FDA products, which is the only thing that we're supplying, FDA-approved products, anything coming out of China has to be rechecked before it gets shipped, because there's so much fraud and counterfeit and so much reluctance to buy anything that you're not comfortable with, right? If it doesn't come from Amazon, we're not comfortable. So it's slowing everything down. It's a great protection, but it's slowing everything down. And so they're really trying to work through those hoops and get everything out of the country and into ours.
Yeah, and that's tough, because we are all watching the numbers of what's going on with how many people are getting COVID-19. Like you say, the essential workers, who's keeping that internet going, et cetera, the frontline people, and then seeing, yes, here's the amount of people recovering, but here's the amount going up, especially in some big areas like Detroit and Michigan, obviously New York City and what's happened there. But really, really across the country. So for you, that's got to, I mean, anyone connected with this, they have to be concerned. That's why your pals and hats off to them working day and night, because they want to see this get to the frontline people, right?
Absolutely. You know, and they've got clients just, you know, everybody in the country, at the very least, and most likely in the world, are waiting on masks and gloves and cleaners and, you know, everything. And so they're getting it from all directions, certainly. But, you know, we're working on bulk orders. We're compiling small orders together of all of our small, you know, smaller clients, being people who just need 1,000 masks. You know, some of these hospital systems are ordering several hundred thousand. And so, you know, putting those smaller clients together so that they're not slipped through the cracks on, well, you only need 50 masks. Well, yes, but we're a police department. We need them. And so that's really what we're trying to do, is combine everybody together into a bulk order so that we can get the best pricing, we can have the best leverage, and get the stuff here so we can protect all of our customers, all of our frontline, not just the healthcare, but everybody.
So, Allison, you thought it was just going to be a sleepy, typical health fair kind of spring.
Well, this is going to be a nice little spring break and get to enjoy some time with my little one. And, you know, but no, it's been day and night, into the evening, weekends, trying to have some work-life balance with my family. But, you know, we're in a crisis, and it's temporary, and everyone understands that. And so the hard work that goes into it is just help that you can give, and that's what's important, is protecting everyone. I've heard from some healthcare professionals that this next 3 weeks is critical. It'll either skyrocket or it'll drop off, and so it's really important that we, you know, follow the CDC guidelines and OSHA and really try to do our best. I'm no expert on the infectious disease, so please don't listen to me there, but follow the CDC, but what I'm hearing is that the next 3 weeks are really critical. And so, you know, with the warmer weather, I don't know, in Texas it's at least 93 degrees, you know, yesterday, and so hopefully that will help some of this too. But, you know, we just want to be safe, we want to be healthy, we want to make everybody healthy.
And Allison, for you, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. You mentioned your little one. How's your family doing in your part of Texas, in South Lake, Texas?
You know, I hate to even say it out loud, but so far so good. I'll just leave it at that. You know, you don't want to say it too loud,
yeah,
and let anyone hear you, but everyone's healthy, and we're so blessed and lucky that everyone is either still working or doesn't need to work or retired and, you know, can protect themselves. And so everyone is good. Everyone is safe and healthy and eating and enjoying some kind of family time, you know, when you over the FaceTime and sidewalk to front door visits, but nothing too close. We're obeying the social distancing.
Yep, I love that. All right, Allison Gilbert, thanks for sharing what's going on with you and what you're doing, president of CoverTech in Texas, as I mentioned, and what they're doing for so many people that are so critical to the front lines. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, Kate.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.